بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we had commenced with Surah Yunus, and as we had mentioned previously, during the first few ayat of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates a number of His bounties, His favors upon us, and in doing so, Allah also displays to us His qudrat, His power, His greatness, how He created the skies, the earth, the day, the night, etc. So the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about creating the skies and the earth over 6 periods of time. And this was to teach us deliberation, and that we should do important tasks with intent, with purpose. We should not be hasty. We should not rush to complete any task that is important. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun, the moon, and how He has put this at the service of mankind. So Allah mentions, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا, that He is the one who made the sun a radiant source of light, ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا, and Allah made the moon a shining light. And here Mufassirin mention these two words, ضِيَاءً and نُورًا. For the sun, the word ضِيَاء is used. And ضِيَاء refers to a light that shines very brightly. So if a light is dim, then we will not use the word ضِيَاء in the Arabic language. So for the sun, Allah uses the word ضِيَاءً. And for the moon, Allah uses the word نُورًا. نُور in Arabic refers to any type of light, whether it shines brightly or whether it is a dim light, we are still able to use the word nur. So pointing out to these two different types of light that He has created, one is the sun, which is the source of light, ضِيَاء, it is very bright, it is always radiant, and this type of light humankind requires. If we did not have the light of the sun, the light of day, then to carry out our tasks, our work, etc., would have become difficult. And likewise, Allah gave us the moon, which is a dimmer source of light, or rather a light that does not shine so brightly. And this also insan is in need of. He needs the light to be dimmed at times. If there was no moon at all, and it was in complete darkness, then also it would have been difficult for a person to see at night. And likewise, if there was only day, then this also would have been difficult for a person to take rest, to sleep at night. So Allah created both of these types of light, and He put this at our service. And then not only is it a source of light for us, but then Allah, speaking about the moon, says, وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلْ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ, that Allah also gave or decreed and determined phases and stages for the moon. And this is so that you are able to learn and know how to calculate the passing of years, وَالْحِسَابِ, and your general calculation of time you are able to carry out by looking at the phases and the stages of the moon. So here Mufassirin mention that while the moon and the sun have stages or phases that they go through in relation to us in this world, here Allah singled out the moon and spoke about its manazil, its phases and stages, because when it comes to the sun, for a person to use this to calculate the passage of time, then this requires calculations, it requires him to look deeply into it. When it comes to the moon, this is something clearly visible to every person. He is able to see the size of the moon in relation to where he is in this world, and he is then able to determine whether the month has started, or whether we are now in the middle of the month, at the end of the month, etc. So Allah pointed out to the phases of the moon, and teaches us here that we use this to calculate time, the passing of years, and general calculation of time. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah mentions under this particular ayat, he says that the fuqaha of deen have said that it is fardh kifaya, and perhaps many of us do not know this, it is fardh kifaya for the Muslim ummah to learn and to know how to calculate the passage of time using the lunar calendar. Generally, the solar calendar is that which is in use, but to learn the lunar calendar is fardh kifaya, which means that there has to be some people in the ummah who still learn this, retain this knowledge, and then the obligation drops off from the remainder of the ummah. And if this knowledge dies out and nobody learns it, nobody keeps up with it, then the entire ummah will become sinful. And he mentions the reason for this is that our ibadat are tied to the lunar calendar. When it comes to Dhul Hijjah for Hajj, to perform Hajj, then we require the lunar calendar, the month of Ramadan, fasting in the month of Ramadan. Also calculation of zakat. This is a very common error we find. When a person takes the solar calendar, 1 year has passed, and now his zakat date comes and he discharges zakat. So this is 10 days more than the lunar calendar. Rather, it is required to use the lunar calendar. Whatever Islamic date it was, 1 year after that, his zakat will now become due once again. So it is fardh kifaya to learn and to use the lunar calendar. And then he mentions that this does not mean it is impermissible to use the solar calendar for business reasons or for social reasons. Sometimes that is what is in practice, as we find in our country. So we will use the lunar calendar, the solar calendar as well, to mention dates or times, etc. But we should still retain knowledge of the lunar calendar. مَا خَرَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Then Allah says that Allah has not created all of this except for some great purpose. يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah explains all of these signs of His for a nation or a group of people that have true knowledge. In other words, the yardstick or the measurement of true knowledge is to understand these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to conclude, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَرَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. One is the sun and the moon. But more than that, even in the alternation of night and day, as they pass into one another or cross over into one another, and in everything Allah has created in the skies and the earth, whatever it may be, whether it be the solar system, whether it be the planets, the stars, whether it be elements in this world, لَآيَاتٍ. Allah says there are many, many signs in all of this. لِقَوْمِ يَتَّقُونَ. For that group of people who are conscious of Allah. If their goal is the hereafter, then they look into these things and they see Allah's power behind it, Allah's hand behind it, and this becomes a sign, and they then become more submissive and more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ